This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now at 7 past the hour. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com with Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, is here starting the new year with our tradition continuing of the overview of the charts that are put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the first week of January 2018. Sounds difficult, and I'll bet you still, Michael, are writing checks that say 2018.
No, my checks say 1966. I haven't gotten over that.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so this makes our third millennium that we're doing this now, correct?
Yeah, right. Been around forever and ever. Well,
and, happy New Year to you and to everybody, and Happy New Year to Kara. And who's running the technical. And
Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Yeah,
Michael is here to go through the charts, the people, and the stories, and then we'll take apart some of them and talk about other things that are influencing the listeners at News Talk radio stations all around the country. So let's do our lists first that you worked hard on this week to produce, Michael.
Oh, it was a cool week. It was a very interesting week. Things took interesting turns, and the soap opera in Washington continues.
I think a cool week is not the way to properly present it. You're in Massachusetts, where I'm guessing the wind chill factor. Where my farm this morning has a wind chill factor of 27 below zero. I wonder what it is. Got to be. I'd say not maybe quite as bad, but it's pretty damn cold.
Very cold, very cold. It's about 8 degrees outside my studio right now.
Yeah.
And that's not counting the wind chill factor.
Lovely.
At number 10, we have NFL and NBA action. Very interesting stuff going on in sports always, and it leaks into News Talk Radio. At number 9, Wall Street is doing very well, broke a few records. At number 8, state marijuana laws and the feds. At number 7, there's a massive computer security crisis that is just very upsetting. At number 6, U.S.-Pakistan relations and the Iran protests. At number 5, the Trump-Russia probe grinds on. At number 4, the North Korea nuke threats grind on. At number 3, severe winter storms and attendant conversation about climate change and global warming. But these storms have been, as they say in Boston, wicked. At number 2, the Trump...
Wicked cold. There.
Wicked cold. Wicked cold. When I first heard that term when I first came to Massachusetts, I found it to be peculiar. But it really is good. Wicked cold, isn't it?
3,700 flights have been canceled the last 2 days.
How many? The inconvenience, the mini-dramas. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And you can't drive anywhere either. You know, it's like, okay, I'll drive. But no, the roads have been awful.
Can't get the car started because they're not tuned up right. You can't start a diesel engine unless you plug it in.
It's been a massive headache. At number 2, we have I have to tell you, this is a great drama. This is it's almost fun. It's almost fun.
Almost.
Trump and Bannon.
Such a meathead. Yeah.
Trump and Bannon. King Kong versus Godzilla. The Battle of the Bloviators. The wind, talk about a perfect storm. The windbags turn on each other.
Yeah.
And at number 1 is this Michael Wolff book. And oh, my gosh.
We have
written it, you know.
It's almost rolled into one. That Wolff book and Bannon and Trump's kind of like a big circle, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if people look at our charts, we have in parentheses general, meaning that the Wolff book is in general. The Trump-Bannon rift emanated from the Wolff book, but there's so much more in the book. And I think this book is going to prove to be extremely consequential. On our people survey, we have at number 10 the couple that's always on the chart together, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Number 9 is Vladimir Putin, who just ran for office. Number 8, Kim Jong-un.
Did he win?
I have no idea. There's no follow-up. I think he might have won. It was very close. It was almost 100%.
Vote for me or I'll shoot you. That's my slogan.
Vote for me and I'll set you free. At number seven, we had eight is Kim Jong-un. Sessions is at seven. Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner is at six. Mitch and Paul at five. Robert Mueller at four. Number three, Michael Wolff. And that's spelled with two Fs. It's Michael Wolff. And number two, Stephen K. Bannon, lately called Steve Bannon. And at number one, Trump. And there it is.
Wow. So the president's lawyer has tried to stop the release of this book.
I have to laugh.
But it's not likely that that's going to go anywhere.
No, are you kidding me?
But it just causes more attention to be paid to the book.
Oh, it is the dumbest thing. I mean, sometimes I think that Trump, you know, there's a method to his madness.
Yeah.
But then you see something like that, and there is absolutely no upside to the president wanting to ban a book.
Or getting a piece of it.
Well, that, you know, with Trump, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
If this whole thing is nothing but a money-making scheme for Trump.
Mm.
What a great Saturday Night Live skit that would be, like the one where Reagan played the part of a dullard, and then when the reporters were gone, he became this genius. And I don't know if you remember that one. That was a great one.
Well, there'd be some kind of an SNL skit on it. You can be sure of that.
Yeah,
there always is.
It's revived comedy.
Yeah.
This era has revived late-night comedy, late-night talk shows. Amazing. Just amazing.
It's 13 past the hour. We'll dig around in some of these stories and about some of these people more as we continue here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. Welcome back to one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, MyPillow will bring all that to an end. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long, giving your head and neck support like no other pillow. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off on a four-pillow pack. That's correct. You just heard me right. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off with the four-pack. Be sure to use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four-pillow pack. Plus, you get free shipping. All right, now, 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are in the middle of sort of, I don't know whether we're in the middle of it or not. I guess maybe I'll defer to you on this. I can't see this whole business. It just becomes more food, more fodder for an insider group that, you know, the back and forth, the conversations about what's going on in the White House. The average person isn't really consumed. The News Talk Radio listener, I think, is. And that's because they are our base. So that's why we talk about it. But do you really think the average person is consumed with the conversation about this the book or Steve Bannon? Are they even still, at this point, how many people on the street do you think would know who Steve Bannon is?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, can you hear me? Are we coming in?
Yes,
clearly?
You're fine. Yes,
okay,
yep,
good,
fine.
Good, because yep. We have technical issues with the cold. I that's a tough question to answer because I don't know what the average person is in 2018. I don't know if there's such a thing as an average person. Every medium appeals to its core. It's like sports talk radio appeals to sports fans. I think the average person doesn't care what's going on in politics at all. I think most people don't pay attention. They don't read the news. They don't listen to talk radio. They don't watch cable news talk TV. They don't vote. They are more interested in Dancing with the Stars and maybe seeing the new Star Wars movie. And that's not putting them down, because a lot of people that are smart and vote and follow the news also enjoy that kind of celebrity gossip-oriented pop culture. But I think that the country, by and large, relative to other periods that we have talked through, is paying attention to the Trump administration and all of the tumult that swirls around it. I think that this has brought more people into the realm of being interested in the show meaning the Trump reality show, than, say, were interested in the George W. Bush reality show or the Clinton reality show.
You write in Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, the following. The caustic response from President Trump to former advisor Bannon's statement that Trump Jr. committed treason by meeting with a Russian lawyer during the campaign. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort sues special counsel Robert Mueller and the Department of Justice over the Trump-Russia probe. And then you go on to explain some of the other things that are going on here, including the retirement of Orrin Hatch. Mitt Romney now looks like he'll be back in he's a resident part-time of New Hampshire, I think of one of the islands, and also has a residency in Utah, so he can replace Orrin Hatch. Looks like that's pretty easy. So in the background, the Republicans are still counting, Michael, who's going to be, do we have enough people to keep control of the House? Do we keep control of the Senate? And I will tell you, in my, I think my opinion is educated. Looking at the Jeff Sessions involvement in state marijuana laws and whether or not the feds should use their U.S. attorneys to go after people who are selling pot legally in states, this is a complete loser for the Republican Party. I don't see it as any. There's right, no upside.
You're covering a wide swath of stuff here, from the marijuana laws to Mitt Romney to I guess the focal point of your observation is: are the Republicans going to be able to maintain control of Congress? And that is, of course, a tentative situation. It's going to be much harder for the Democrats to gain control of the Senate mathematically without getting into all of that. It's more of an uphill battle. But no, in terms of the House, they definitely face a great challenge in 2018. Beyond that, the marijuana thing is a whole separate issue, and it has to do with states' rights versus federal, power. And I guess people listening to this have their own personal moral views, health views, biases about marijuana. But in fact, a lot of people are very angry at Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump for wanting to turn the clock back in terms of progress, whether you like it or not, that has been made in dealing with marijuana and the law.
Well, that's the reasoning, yes. As some people are going to be angry. Some people want to live their life the way Jeff Sessions does, and he wants people to live the life he lives by dictating how to read the Constitution. The Constitution, which all these people keep hanging their hat on, the right side of things, the right-wingers want to have believe the Constitution. So if you read the thing, it tells you and specifies the areas that the states have final jurisdiction on, and this is one of them, not marijuana, but this sort of thing. So the Constitution gives the states the right to mandate and make laws in these areas, and the feds want to jump in and screw it up. And I think that's what part of it. And all our money, tax money being wasted in this thing? Aye, aye, aye. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, responsible for the overview, the list of people and stories, according to their research, that are big this week, a tradition that continues in the new year. Been around, we've been doing this for 25 years, and it's still going strong because this is the number one format on the radio. Any way of measuring how the conversation, I mean, when you get to podcasts, most of them are all talk. There's
most
no musical
podcast. Yeah, talk.
So what does that tell you about what people want to listen to?
Well, I mean, podcasts are, you can track them, all of this stuff is easy to track. I don't think that we have any great, you know, what's the word, secret sauce in putting these charts together. They're pretty accurate, but they're not, you know, they're not accurate down to the number, because a lot of these topics slosh into each other.
Oh my God, yes.
But generally speaking, these charts that we base this show on are based upon conversation on traditional news talk radio, not sports talk radio, not some of those talk shows on music stations. What's going on in stations like the ones that people are listening to this show right now? Yeah. And podcasting is, I see podcasting as an extension of radio. To me, podcasting is a form of on-demand radio. And I think anybody in the radio business who does not have or at least the talk end of it, music has all kinds of rights and things, there's royalty rights and problems. But talk media, definitely podcasting goes hand in hand with radio broadcasting.
Yep, it sure does. There are a lot of new personalities. For a long time at our talkers conventions, would wonder where the farm team is and how would new people come along. And for a while, that was kind of dicey. But now you are hearing and sensing that there are people who have something to say. Some of them are clever, some of them are really smart, some of them are funny, whatever it is. And those people are the developing new hosts, because there are many of them. There are people who have gone from the radio to just doing podcasts. And then there are people who have not really had any radio experience that get a following with a podcast, and then they become a radio host. I think, which way do we think it goes that's more prolific going
it's
up.
It's going
or
both
down.
Ways. It's going both ways. The problem with the radio industry is the radio industry has got to grow. It has to grow more jobs. It has to grow more opportunity. Yeah. Then you'll have more young people and outsiders striving to have radio careers. One of the biggest things that stands in the way of new talent coming to radio is not so much as where is the talent, it's where are the jobs. There's not a lot of opportunity in radio, and it's not because people don't listen to radio, it's that radio has been crippled for the past 15 years under just absolutely suffocating debt due to the business situation around radio since deregulation.
Yep.
And that's the problem. I mean, when young people come to me and they say, what do I have to do to get a career in radio? I find myself sometimes tempted to say, maybe you shouldn't go into radio at this point. That kills me. I love radio. Yeah. I love the radio business, as evidenced by the fact that I've been doing it so long and continue to remain as active as I am. But I'm worried about the future of it because of its financial problems.
So, new personalities that come and go and how it works. There are some of your favorites on the sports talk side. Mike Francesa, who left his perch in New York and
terrible.
There's a big void there. Why he did it, I don't even know why. You could do a podcast and still stay on the radio. He was making a lot of money and had a huge audience. I don't get that. Yeah, I don't understand. But everybody's different. I wouldn't do it because I don't want to stop doing what I'm doing no matter what my age. There are some people who just say, okay, I've had enough. And they move on to do other things. And new personalities and news talk stations, you see those moving around at the beginning of every year, right? What do you're always posting that information to Talkers Magazine, which again you can find, folks. Listen, when you're paying attention to us and you want a reference point, go to talkers.com and you'll see Talkers Magazine and all the other things, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So you get a real feel for going into in-depth what's going on in this business. It's very, it's penetrating. It's kind of fun, actually. 28 past.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Now 34 after the hour here on the News Talk Review, which is called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to the efforts of Michael Harrison and his crew, we're here every week discussing the things that are paramount to the discussions that you're hearing on all these great News Talk Radio stations around the country. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along for a discussion of things like the Wolf Book. Is Trump incapable of functioning in his job? He doesn't pay attention to his old friends. I'm just sort of summarizing some of the things that I've seen excerpted from this book. And Trump, who repeats a lot of stories, I'm not going to tell the audience what I told you off the air, Michael, because I think that that's somewhat privileged information. But I do think, and then people are going to say, oh, what did he say off the air? There's a lot of concern about Donald Trump's mental health and his well-being. Is he the same now as he always has been? Has he always been narcissistic? Has he always been a controller? Has he always been bombastic? I don't really know because I never really was around him. I've never interviewed him. Our pal Sean Hannity loves the guy, and that goes a ways because I have great respect and so do you for Sean. So that carries the ball to a point. But then, you know, you listen to some of this other stuff. My God, if you watch CNN, you'd think that he was the devil incarnate.
I think that Trump's biggest problem can be rectified if only Trump would listen to handlers and advisors.
Who is he going to listen to?
He should listen to me. He should listen to me. And I say that half in jest. If I were to sit down with Donald Trump, I'd say, look, just concentrate on policy and let the rest of the world go by. Stop being so thin-skinned. Stop being a narcissist. Stop being an egotist. Be dignified and just calm down. Your president and a lot of your policies are not bad. And you're riding a wave of a lot of good things. Let other people give you credit. Don't take credit. Stop lying and stop being crazy. And you will have a very successful presidency. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would tell him. I would tell him, stop the behavior, because the behavior is the Achilles heel. He can't seem to stand criticism. Mm-hmm. He can't stay out of fighting with people, and that is a very bad characteristic for a president. And the people that really love Trump are going, oh, I'm getting a kick out of here seeing him take people on. I'm getting a kick. Hey, come on. That's not good. It's enough already. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. All right, speaking of enough already, I wonder what Kim Komando and Leo Laporte, the two best, I suppose, most well-known computer experts that are on the radio, are saying this week about this massive computer security crisis, which is number 7 this week on our list of stories at Talkers Magazine. When you investigate the experts discovering these major security flaws, the microprocessors, I think it's mostly Intel. But this is because it makes up a significant part of our day. You know, you saw the stuff a couple of weeks ago, Michael, probably, where the average person picks up his iPhone and looks at it 80 times a day.
Yeah, I think we're all screwed. And I've been saying this for a long time. I said the biggest problems facing us going forward into the 21st century, clean water, lack of time, and the big problem, growing lack of privacy. And I just think we're all addicted to the computer. We're all tied into the digital era. It's changing the way we're wired. And we can kiss our privacy goodbye. What we have to do is learn how to deal with it. None of this surprises me. And I just consider the genie out of the bottle on this one. It's always going to be something. We're never going to get a handle on this. It's changed the way we deal with each other as a society and how we communicate. We're all exposed, and anybody could find anything on anybody they choose to and get the word out to everybody. It's really vulnerable. Vulnerability. And if it isn't this, you know, they say, get your software fixed right away. It'll be something else. I don't know what we're going to do about this. I see this as a major crisis for freedom. And the problem is, we all play into it. We all want the convenience of the modern era. And young people today don't seem to care about privacy. They don't even value it. At least our generation values privacy.
Yep.
I see young people not thinking they're real if their lives are not out there.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's absurd, actually, when you get right down to it. I think some of the stuff that you see in here, why do I want to know about somebody's private life? What do I give a damn about the Kardashians and who they're sleeping with, and then the pictures nude of some guy or some woman? I'm probably in the minority. It would seem a lot of people think this is salacious stuff is great. But what it does is keep your mind off of the things that are really important. And then people say, you arrogant son of a bee, who are you to tell me what's important? This is important to me. I don't care about Donald Trump. And so, you know, that's what makes for a horse race, makes for good conversation, but it's what makes Talkers Magazine valuable, because you see a little bit of everything being discussed here and there. And so how are we to know what really is the focal point? I'm with you, though. I don't take my cell phone with me. A lot of people bring them into a restaurant. They have to have them with them every day, all the day. No, I leave mine in my car. I leave them in my office. I don't want to be that determined, my future and my present determined by having these damn things around.
Well, it's not even a matter of having them around. You're talking about cell phone addiction. I'm just talking about your life is out there on the internet. Your life whether your cell phone is in your car or in your pocket, it still can be hacked into by anyone. And you know, and that's why I think a premium in the future is going to be anonymity. The way to protect your privacy is to have a life that nobody cares about.
Yeah. Don't do anything. You're
the safest, right? The safest thing you could possibly do is keep your head down and don't, you know, don't run for dog catcher because they'll find out that you used to, you know, kill dogs.
I'm going to retire to the farm, Michael, and nobody will find me and no one will know where I am.
That's the funny part about it. Most people say, oh, it's okay because who would be interested in me anyway?
Right.
You know, but can you imagine running for Congress or running for Senate or going out there and you know, becoming a famous person or a controversial one? You're doomed. They could find anything on you, and they will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to get you.
Right.
It's all about, it's the gotcha game. That's what it is, the gotcha game. So, speaking of that, let's see, number four item on the countdown this week, once again, a reference, and Kim Jong-un is number eight in the people list, to North Korea and what's going on there. One of their missiles, and everybody took great, they were pleased, there was a lot of glee. Oh, look at this, he's blowing himself up. Something that just came out that happened actually last spring, and how people interpreted that. Here's another guy. What's the difference between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump? It's not a party question. I think in some ways there are a lot of similarities. That's probably why they don't like each other. I say that, you know, he's not a dictator, that is Trump. But he's very, I think these two guys are narcissistic. I both think they have some problems dealing with their mind and how their mind works.
Yeah. Both are, however, leaders in men's hair fashion.
Oh, yes.
I think you have to give them credit for that. What's the difference between them? I mean, that's a hell of a question. I think Donald Trump would love to be a complete and total absolute authoritarian dictator if he could. He knows he can't, but I think his impulses are to be that way.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, I think, is fighting for his life. I think that Kim Jong-un is totally aware of the precariousness of his situation, and he's playing it in a form of brinksmanship, and that he is not a madman. He's just a nasty SOB, and he's a dictator, and he's a murderer, and he's all of those things. Trump is in a different game, but Trump shares that impulse to admire strong men. He sort of kowtows to them in a certain level. It was very telling when he said he would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un earlier on in this whole discussion. But Kim Jong-un says he has a button on his desk. Trump comes back with, I have a bigger button, and it works.
My button's bigger than yours.
Yeah,
button.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it is, yeah.
Trump should go mum. He should be quiet. He should, and that'll be the end of it. He'll be recognized as a pretty decent president if he just lets himself get the credit for all the good things that are happening without taking it, and stop being at war with the world, and stop antagonizing the press. If he stopped antagonizing the press would not seem as biased as it is.
Yes, they are. All right. Good thoughts. Michael Harrison continues with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 44 past the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts, the official list from Talkers Magazine for this first week of January. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on at the NFL and the NBA. There's nothing different there. Number 9, great news from Wall Street this week. If you're an investor, hard to go wrong. No matter which indicator you look at, things are good. Number 8, the state marijuana law, the challenge from Jeff Sessions, and really what it's all about. Number 7, the computer security crisis that we all face. Number 6, our relationships with people around the world, including Iran, where there have been a lot of protests this week. Trump's Russian probe, number 5. North Korea, number 4. The weather, number 3. And number 2 and number 1 are a combo of that Wolf book and what went on with Steve Bannon and Trump and how much do you want to know, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the top 10 items this week, according to Talkers Magazine on News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NoraCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Are you looking to lower your monthly payments in the new year? A simple tip could save you big bucks. Jeff Danford, head of ClearLane, an auto finance division for Ally.
Most people know they can refinance their home loan, but a lot fewer realize they can refinance their auto loan as well. And it may make a big difference for people in particular who are struggling to meet their monthly obligations.
According to a Nielsen survey, less than half of consumers were aware they could refinance their auto loans, and only 12% of car owners have ever done it. But this simple, often overlooked tool has reduced payments for ClearLane customers by an average of about $1,300 a year.
The way it works is simple. Let's say someone got a car loan when their credit rating was poor. As a result, they likely secured a loan at a higher interest rate and have a higher monthly payment. Now we fast forward a couple of years, they've been making their payments on time, and their credit rating has gone up. Refinancing could give them the opportunity to get into a new loan at a lower interest rate, thereby reducing their monthly car payments.
An easy tip that could put a nice dent in your monthly payments. For more, visit clearlane.com.
News Talk Radio and people, the folks, there's always an issue, and there's always a person behind the issue that become part of the construct at good talk radio programs and great talk radio stations. So what has been gleaned by the folks at Talkers is that these are the names that have come up more than any other names in discussion this week. Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democratic leadership at 10, Vladimir Putin at number 9, Kim Jong-un, what a great pair to be paired up at 8 and 9. Jeff Sessions at 7. Donald Trump Jr. and his brother-in-law Jared Kushner, number 6. Mitch McConnell, the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, Ryan and McConnell, number 5. Robert Mueller and his investigating, number 4. Michael Wolff's book puts him, for discussion purposes, in the number 3 position. Steve Bannon and his relationship with Wolf and Trump, number 2. And the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is the number 1 most discussed person in the country this week. 46 past the hour now with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The combination is we focused here on Donald Trump. A lot of focus usually on news talk radio programs like this because he's the big kahuna when it comes to conversation. And what he is doing, the White House this week has banned personal computers, personal cell phones from being taken in to the White House. So we think about what you just said a few minutes ago regarding number 7 on the countdown, the computer security crisis, and the fact that there is no privacy because people are liable to have these devices in their pocket. They got them on record and they could be recording. Who knows what's going on, but the policy now will be not to allow, because all these government people have their own, have cell phones of their own and cell phones that pertain to their job. So why do they need their own personal cell phones was the question. And the answer is they don't. So they aren't allowed. So what do you make of that, Michael?
I make at it that this is another manifestation of the lack of privacy, vulnerability, transparency that exists in the computer age, in the digital age. But also it's another example of the paranoia that's at the White House, that they don't trust their own people and that they can't. This White House is a combination of problems caused by Trump and problems caused by the times in which Trump lives. And it has to do with nobody knows who to trust. I mean, this guy's afraid of anybody touching his toothbrush. He eats McDonald's so he doesn't get poisoned. He is rightfully paranoid. I'd be paranoid if I were president of the United States.
How do you not get poisoned eating McDonald's food?
I don't know, because they could send out for, I don't know. I don't know what's in his mind.
Yeah.
But who do you trust in today's world, especially when you have a presidency that's as controversial as it is and as many people that absolutely disdain him? Mm-hmm. And the feeling from all of this is that he's surrounded by enemies, that his own people don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
this is complicated when you say no phones, no personal computer devices if you work at the White House. On a certain level, that's very understandable. Another level, it is indicative of the incredible paranoia that exists there.
Yep.
And how do you function in a paranoid environment?
Not easily. All right, one more thing. Number three, the severe winter storms, the weather, winter colds killing twice as many Americans this year as what happens during the summer heat cycle or cycles. The thing that is really grabbing us now, Al Gore has surfaced again. Hey, I told you, global warming is making it colder. And there's this whole thing, Michael, about lack of understanding what global warming really is.
Yeah, people don't understand weather, they don't understand climate, and they don't understand that the world is a lot larger than what's happening outside their window. The truth of the matter is global warming is causing it to be colder because it's hotter in most places. That's the point, that the world is hotter. It just happens that places where we are, the North, are freezing, and that is a result of extreme weather. Has nothing to do with global warming.
That's the first time I ever heard the term winter cyclone.
We have all these new, you know, snow bombs.
Right, that's it, right, the snow bombs. Michael Harrison, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three past the hour now, as we work over the charts for the week of January 1st to the 5th, time for us to bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, law professor, skilled in the art of understanding scams and how to avoid them if you can. His website, scamicide.com, is great. He's got books that he's written about it, so pay attention to that. We're all in for a scam. We're all in for a ride. Number seven on the countdown this week is, Steve, the computer security crisis. And I was thinking, as we were talking about it during the body of the countdown show, the legal ramifications of this. This is law that hasn't been written yet. This is understanding something that is so new. How do, and it appears there is no such thing as privacy or security anymore. All these companies and Intel and that madness this week, how do you protect yourself? Is there a legal way to do it?
There is, but it's a long way off. But I do want to mention one thing, as long as you brought this up, because this is critical to everybody very, very specifically. These two flaws, these vulnerabilities in chips that were made by Intel and others, they're going by the name of Spectre. I thought that was something James Bond
bought. James Bond, right, yeah.
Yeah, and Meltdown. Okay, those two are potentially very, very serious. And what's going to happen now is the patches haven't been issued yet, and there's a bit of a scramble. The good news is, as long as you don't download the malware that the bad guys are going to send to try and take advantage of it, you're fine. So the advice that we always give is don't click on links or download attachments in emails or text messages unless you've confirmed that they are legitimate.
They
are. You do that,
yep.
You're okay. Yep. People are going to be getting telephone calls from Apple, telephone calls from Microsoft, pop-ups on your screen from Apple and Microsoft telling you we've got the patches for you to download to protect yourself. Click here. You owe us this amount. None of those are legitimate. They are not going to be contacting you in that fashion. So if you get anything telling you that they've got a patch for it, it's a scam. As far as the privacy goes, the question is, well, you know, what kind of liability do these companies have to us in regard to protecting our information, our data, particularly where they have been, some of these companies, aware of problems with Spectre and Meltdown for more than a year. And the law hasn't caught up with technology.
And they don't seem to be learning from the past experiences of people who have hidden this information from their clients or customers. You know, people find out all this stuff. They don't trust these companies anymore. They don't do business with these companies anymore.
No, and I'll tell you here, you know, I keep telling my students everything is an opportunity. So here's one that's entirely legal. There are researchers, and I'll give you the specific example. There were some researchers that found vulnerability to being hacked in medical devices, heart monitors, insulin pumps, from a company called St. Jude's, St. Jude's Medical, not the hospital. And what happened was, rather than tell the company first, they shorted the stock. In other words, they bought contracts so that when the stock went down, they would make money. After that, they told the company, and they also made it public, and the stock did drop, and they made money. Now, that's insider trading without being insider trading, because they just had better information than the company itself.
Right. Yep. All right. Let's spend some time on the legality of this nonsense. I have no problem in telling people how I feel about Jeff Sessions and this stupid government approach to marijuana laws, but you have your way with it because you're the law.
Well, you know, it's very, very interesting because I am not a Jeff Sessions admirer in any way. I think he's an abomination as an attorney general. But I decided to do something unusual and actually read the memorandum that he sent out. And if you read that memorandum, it really does leave it up to the individual
It just says you can
general.
Do it if you want to.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's also very limited into when they would do it. They're doing it to prevent gang violence. They're doing it to prevent organized crime. They had five or six specific things that the attorney general should be guided by. And frankly, I think it's a tempest in a teapot. Right. I don't think it's going to affect it.
Well, it makes for good talk radio, wrangling people. He's sort of rubbing their hands together. Well, we'll go get him. Look at what he's doing. And I was actually, I've fallen victim to that a couple of times over the last couple of days because it makes for a good shot. But the truth outs, and that's why I like to have you here because you get to the bottom with the facts. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.